We're back with NBC News In Depth tonight. It's a videotape view of a chaotic and often violent part of the world. Not long ago, a human rights organization in Israel gave 100 video cameras to Palestinians so they could document what they said was happening to them. As NBC's Martin Fletcher reports, some dramatic moments have been captured on tape, and seeing is believing.
These pictures shocked Israel. A Palestinian detained following a demonstration on the West Bank is blindfolded and handcuffed and then shot in the foot with a rubber bullet. 17-year-old Salma, a Palestinian, got the pictures through this window, despite this bullet hole from another incident.
Were you afraid that the soldier may shoot you if he saw you filming?
No, I was just afraid they would take my pictures. I want them to see this, and then the soldiers may treat us better.
The soldier and his officer were arrested, but only after the pictures were sent to the army 3 days ago.
We are taking this matter into great seriousness, and therefore we initiated a military police investigation.
A success for Shooting Back, a project of an Israeli human rights organization. They gave out 100 small video cameras and taught Palestinians how to use them to document evidence the police and army can use after authenticating the tapes. Other Palestinians shot scenes like these. An elderly couple were planting seeds on their land. Four Jewish settlers approached. They wore masks and carried clubs. Palestinians often complain about attacks like this, but they rarely have proof. Now they do. Police identified three of the four settlers and arrested them.
I think the more Israelis are exposed to footage documenting these human rights violations, the less they can just simply ignore, you know, what is happening beyond the wall, beyond the separation barrier.
This morning we accompanied two shepherds who carried one of the 100 cameras, taking their sheep to drink on their own land.
Why do you have the camera?
I feel safer, he said. I feel it gives me strength. He'll need it. An Israeli settler has moved onto his land, pitching a tent and calling it his own. Israeli soldiers intervene to protect the settler. They say, your sheep can't drink here, go somewhere else. It's my land, the Arab says. The soldiers are polite. Those are the orders, the soldier says. Sorry. The cameras seem to keep things calm. One small victory against violence. Martin Fletcher, NBC News, Susia, the West Bank.